joy is the key. Joy is the key. Joy is the key. Joy is the key. I can do it.
We are here. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is nice to have this opportunity to visit. It really is co-creating at its best. We've been saying that to you for a while, as we've been meeting around the world in different places. And as we feel you, knowing who you are and what you're about, we often say to you, this is co-creation at its best. And we mean not only the combination of those who are tuning in, but we mean the non-physical part of you who is tuning in as well. And there is something important that happens when you focus for a while on something in your physical environment that holds you for a longer period of time, a minute or two or three or four or five or 20 or 40 or 60, in a conversation that for the most part is a vibrational match to what your inner being knows about the subject. In other words, your inner being is responding to your environment, but in a different way than you are. And so co-creation at its best, we like that. Your inner being is tuned in, and you are too. And here we are all together. So you're having some different experiences. And different experiences cause different reactions from you, different knee-jerk reactions, the way you respond to each other, and different vibrational reactions, which are the ones that we are always most interested in. So as new experiences come to you, and your perspective of these new experiences gain momentum, you launch rockets that you would not have launched had it not been for this new environment. The momentum of your time and space right now is more, much more. There is more asking. And because there is more asking, there is more non-physical focus upon the solutions that you are asking for. And therefore, remember how law of attraction works. Law of attraction responding to the perspective of your inner being and all other inner beings. So understand that as the law of attraction is responding to all of that asking, meaning all of that focusing of all of those inner beings upon the solutions, then there is a stronger calling of you, a stronger attracting of you, you the launcher of this desire. Oh, there are so many wonderful things about that, because not only is it bringing together the cooperative components for the providing of the solutions that you are asking for, but it is causing a more distinct awareness on your part, if you'll relax and just let yourself feel it a little bit, of where you are in your thought about now in relationship to where your inner being is about the thought right now, which means your guidance system is kicking into high gear. Another way of saying it is your sensitivity is heightened. We've been saying to people for a long time, they will say, Abraham, is it normal for all hell to break loose in my life when I begin this process or when I begin meditating? And we say, it is normal for you to feel that, because you are more sensitive to, whenever you are not a vibrational match, to the larger part of you. This sensitivity is a good thing because it's your awareness of the gap between you and you, how wide or how narrow it is in any moment in time. Your emotional guidance system is more obvious to you now than it ever has been before. One of the things that we want most to visit with you about as we are just getting underway, there lots of questions have been sent in, and we have selected a group of them, and we're eager to get to them. They are the questions that you are asking, and talking about what you are wanting to know is what we most want to do. But we want to explain something to you that is a new increased advantage that you might not be fully aware of. When your asking is stronger, and therefore the point of attraction of your inner being for all cooperative components toward the solution, when that's underway, since you were part of the asking, then you're being called toward those solutions, which means if you don't go, you can feel it in a stronger way. We want to help you to realize that those cooperative components include so many scientists and physicians and inventors and people who are aware of what's going on with all of this. And so they are receiving inspiration and ideas at a heightened momentum than has ever been before. So the solutions that are being asked for globally are being received by so many people who are in the receiving mode. So we want to talk to you about you in relationship to the receiving mode and them in relationship to the receiving mode. And we want to sort of clarify something that we are aware that you are asking about and that you feel that you are struggling with. So if you've been listening to us for a while, and you have been, you've been hearing us say that when you focus upon the problem, you are not focused upon the solution. And you're in a sort of difficult position with many of the people around you because they really do want you to focus upon the problem. In your human environment, the way most have motivated you to most action is by pointing out the dangers or the problems or even the disasters that may befall you. In other words, it's important that you understand that your water is poison, and so this water treatment system is important to you. Or it's important to you know that this food is not good for you, and therefore this food may be better for you. And what we're getting at is that there are a lot of people, in fact, much of your society really operates that way, where they are not tuned into source energy. They are not under the influence of source. They are under the influence of something else. They are under the influence of what they are observing around them. And ideas flow to them, whether they're under the influence of source or whether they're under the influence of something else. But we just want you to know that if someone is under the influence of information that is causing them to be very frightened, and then they are encouraging you to respond, to focus upon something that is really frightening you, then you are sort of tearing yourself apart. Now, don't misunderstand us. We are not suggesting that there is not something to be aware of, and we are not suggesting that it is not a good idea to be wise and to put some distance between you and what you think is not good for you. We've been teaching that for a long time. We've been encouraging you to think thoughts that are good for you, and therefore, while you're thinking thoughts that are good for you, you're not thinking those thoughts that are pinching you off from well-being. And so that's the way we want you to address this just a little bit. It can be a really good bridge for you because, so let's look at the solution seekers, the scientists in the lab, the people who are focused upon the biology of your planet, the people who are looking for the vaccine that will be of advantage to you, and the people that are looking for many things in those areas that will be of advantage to you. So just focus with us for a moment upon them. And notice that, as we talked about yesterday, what any of you are doing in any moment of time is mostly about the propensity that you have to think that way. In other words, no one turns a thought around on a dime. No one suddenly stops thinking a thought any more than the skier on the slope can immediately stop his momentum as he is moving in the direction, in the downhill direction. And so focus with us on the scientists and chemists and biologists who are solution-oriented and have been for a long time, who that's just what they do. They're not getting wrapped up in the problem. They are moving in the direction of the solution. Now here's the part that is the bridge for you. They're moving in the direction of the solution. As they are moving in the direction of the solution, they are not perpetuating the problem. They are asking you, you're hearing it everywhere, to put some distance between you and others. A really good idea. And the reason that it is such a good idea is because as you are putting some distance between you and others, you will slow that momentum. So this is the part that is confusing to you. You're being asked to do something that slows momentum of a virus. But in the same moment that you're doing that, you're increasing momentum that causes you to feel fear. You're increasing the momentum of things that make you feel uncomfortable. And that's why it feels like a dilemma. Abraham, I don't know what to do. I want to be a cooperative component to the world around me. I want to be solution-oriented. I want to be part of the solution that slows this virus from spreading. I want that. How can I be part of the solution that slows the spread of the virus and not be part of the problem that slows or makes me not part of my vibrational calling? And we say, it seems like a dilemma, but it really isn't. Because you can be part of the solution all the time about this. In other words, I am social distancing because it's part of the solution. I am part of slowing the virus because I am part of the solution. I like to think about the brilliant doctors and scientists who have been right on the brink of understanding something for a long time, and now they are in a position with more asking than ever before to be someone, part of many, who receive solutions. So we want you to relax a little bit and not worry about whether you're splitting your energy. Instead, just do your best not to split your energy. But don't get into a conversation with someone who is not under the influence of Source, who is really in a state of fear, who really believes that you need to do these strong things. Say to yourself, oh, I'm doing them, but not out of fear. I'm doing them because I'm part of the solution. I'm part of the solution in the same way that the scientist, the chemist, the biologist is listening for the impulse. I'm listening for the impulse. And those impulses will come to you in the life you're living just as surely as they will come to the scientists and biologists and chemists in the life that they are living. You are all receivers of Source energy, and none of you is not being called toward the vibrational frequency that will help you. So we think that is a good way to look at this. I'm solution-oriented, and because I'm solution-oriented, I feel like doing these things. Again, we want to talk about the split energy. If you do something that you don't want to do because you're afraid of the consequences, that's not being part of the solution. If you do something that someone is demanding of you, but you're not lined up with the solution, but you're protesting the problem, you're not part of the solution. And most important, you are not in alignment with the energy that is you. You're not in alignment with the source energy that is you. You're not in alignment with your inner being or with your vibrational reality or with your vortex or with all of the things that you want. So we just want to really say to you in a way that you can really hear it, this is not a time where you are being trapped and cursed with a problem that is unsolvable. Every problem has a solution. The only question, if we were standing in your physical shoes, that we would be asking ourselves on a moment-to-moment basis is, right now, am I focused upon the problem or am I focused upon the solution? And one of the things that will help you is that you're already sort of socially distancing yourself from one another. And so it will be easier for you to find the solution-oriented inner being that is always broadcasting to you if you're not listening so much to worrisome others. So we like that conversation. We like knowing that you are hearing that conversation. And most of all, we like the energetic movement that happened within you as you contemplated that. You're solution-oriented. You're powerful. You have the ability to focus. So, we asked for some questions, and you delivered some questions. In fact, you delivered a lot of questions. It is thrilling. Esther is already sending off rockets of desire to figure out how to address more of them for you. And so it's fun to think about solutions. It's fun to briefly focus on a question and then focus upon the answer. It's fun to briefly focus upon a problem and then feel the energy of the solution. It's really what you're all about. So here we go. Last time you talked about how after the momentum of this unwanted has had a chance to slow things, that has a chance to slow. Reading is not our best suit. Easier for us to read your mind than your email. Last time you talked about how, after the momentum of this unwanted has had a chance to slow, that things won't be getting back to normal. We said that. They won't be getting back to normal. Because normal will have shifted from what is and is going to be so much better. We did say that. It's big. This person said, I can feel the powerful energy swirling around. Would you talk about the good things that will be coming as a result of this contrast? We want to talk about the good things that will be coming, but we also want to talk about the good things that are already coming. We want to talk about the differences that are happening within you. We want to talk about, we just did a bit, about the energy calling you toward your desire, the law of attraction calling you toward your desire, because your inner being is focused there and that larger part of you is calling you there. That is the most significant good thing that is coming as a result of this contrast. You're being called in a more dramatic way. The momentum of your asking is greater than it has ever been before, which means the potential for an idea to be received by you is greater than it has ever been before. But this is the way we like to say it most, which means that the satisfaction factor is greater now than ever before. Say that again. The potential for you being satisfied is greater now than it was before this contrast because your asking is stronger. We've been talking for a long time about the satisfaction factor. The satisfaction comes from only one place, from you having launched a desire and then you turning in the direction of that desire. The desire doesn't even have to be completely manifested in order for the satisfaction factor to kick in for you. You just have to be moving in the direction of the desire, in the direction of the solution with your thoughts or with your words or with your behavior, not in opposition. And so good things are coming and good things are already here. Sometimes a question like this, what good things are coming, is sort of you wanting us to present to you a condition through this camera lens and through this internet access and through this live broadcast. You sort of want us to tell you good things so that you can hear them and feel good about them. And we're happy to do that. But we really want you to let this opportunity be for you, the opportunity to not need a condition to change in order for you to improve your satisfaction factor, not need the resolution to come before you feel better, not need it to be manifested somewhere so that you can observe it, but you understand that by turning your attention in the direction of the solution, that you can feel more satisfaction right now. We like that. Dear Abraham, I am a teacher in a public school in Germany, and we've got video conferences with our students. Is there something that we can do for our students to specifically uplift them? I would have to squeeze my message in between English language translation. It isn't so much what you can do for someone else, because there are a lot of well-meaning people who your whole life have been doing a lot of things. It's not what is being done that will uplift your students as much as how you feel. What we mean by that is, if you are inspired to a behavior, an action, from a place of fear, then while the action may have some benefit, you can move something from here to there, there is not as much benefit as when the action that you are offering has been inspired from your connection to source energy. So it is not so much what you can do for your students, it's how you can feel when you're interacting with them. We've been talking for a while, long before you were focused upon this specific virus contrast, that getting out ahead of it, adjusting your point of attraction before you're in a situation where you're offering something is a very beneficial thing. As we began talking about it, about segment intending, such as Esther meditating in preparation for this conversation with you, when you quiet your mind or when you focus in a way that causes you to feel good about a segment that you are going to walk into soon, what happens is you adjust your point of attraction here and now in anticipation of what's coming next. And as you do that, then when you move forward, when you walk forward, when you move forward into that next segment where you are interacting with others, this is what has happened. Your point of attraction is improved because of your intention before you walked into that segment. In other words, you didn't walk into the segment and have a knee-jerk response to it. You walked into the segment already aligned, so you attracted from the others in your segment something that is in harmony with what all of you desire. Does that make sense to you? It's like everything is attraction. It's attraction, attraction, attraction. So this teacher or this parent or this anyone who's interacting with anyone, if you can think in terms of what you are attracting, not what you're getting from others, because you never get anything that you haven't attracted. A lot of things that you're attracting in this contrasting environment didn't start because of this contrasting environment. You've been having those thoughts, and those things have been on their way to you for a while. All that's happening here is that the magnifying glass called law of attraction, which is shining more powerfully because of the momentum of all of this on everything is causing things that have been bothering you to stand out more, or things that you've been loving to stand out more. Things that you're appreciating have more momentum and stand out more, and things that you've been pushing against have more momentum. And so we have a feeling that Esther's going to be in the mirror later trying to put the words more and momentum together in a sentence. More momentum. Say that 20 times. So when you are putting your attention toward what your point of attraction is right now and accomplishing it right now and then moving forward, what you're going to begin to discover is that everything around you moves more obviously in the direction of your powerful desire. So imagine what that means in terms of the greater asking. Imagine what's going on in the global vortex, in the global vibrational reality. All that asking. And you know what's interesting? So let's say billions are asking. Feel the momentum of that asking as those rockets of desires are launched. And then consider the many more than billions of non-physical energies that are focused upon the solution to what you've asked for. Imagine that and feel the momentum of that. And now hear this. Doesn't matter if most of those billions who were having a step one moment and who actually launched the request for the solution, doesn't matter if any of them step in to the vortex and allow themselves to be the receiver of the answer. It only takes a few who are a vibrational match to solution. And we want you to know that you have all kinds of people. There are doctors and politicians. There are teachers. There are people all around you that are in the solution oriented mode who are receiving. So don't freak out if you're asking and not allowing yourself to be in the receiving mode right now. And don't do it for that bigger outcome. Do it because it matters to you right here and now how you feel. That's the thing that we've been talking to you about for a long, 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 long time. How you feel matters, not just because it will improve what manifests down the road for you, but because it matters that you feel good. You're supposed to feel good. You are not supposed to feel fear longer than it takes to launch a rocket of desire. And you have well done that. You have enough asking in your vortex to keep you busy for 20 or 30 lifetimes. Your asking is robust. But the step three part of this process, where you are putting yourself because you care about how you feel, because you care about how you feel, because you care about how you feel, because you'd rather be solution-oriented than problem-oriented, because you'd rather have clarity than confusion, because you'd rather feel movement than paralyzation, because you want to feel love and appreciation to those that you are sequestered with rather than wanting to wring their necks. You are wanting to feel good. It's natural to you that you do. And your inner being does feel good. Does that upset you? Your inner being feels good. Your inner being feels good about the same situation that you don't feel good about, because your inner being is focused upon the solution that the situation is continuing to cause. A steady stream of solutions are being reveled in by source energy and by lots of humans. We think it might be fun for you to be one of them too. Abraham, you always explain so that we can become part of who we really are. Can you further clarify who we really are? Who are we really? You are source energy in a physical body. You are pure positive energy in a physical body. You are consciousness in a physical body. You are more than you see in this physical body. You are source energy in a time and space, looking for things that cause you to launch rockets of desire, because you are eternal and you adore the eternalness of your being. You like knowing that it is never done. That's who you are. So your physically focused consciousness and your non-physically focused consciousness, and you are eternal. There will never be an end to you. That's why when we think about how important now is, here is now, here is now, here is now, here is now, here is now. Now is the junction place where the non-physical meets the physical. And this now joining of you and you produces emotions within you. So who you are is consciousness with a relationship, relativity to other consciousness that is you. Right from the beginning, we talked about a blending of you and you. Well, in every moment, there is a blending of you and you. You can't get away from you. You cannot separate yourself from the source energy that is you. There can be no separation, but there can be enough pinching off that you feel it, you see. So who you are is predominantly source energy, some of which is focused in this physical body for the express purpose of joyous expansion of all that is. Abraham, one of the positive aspects of this pandemic is that planet Earth is doing better. There's less pollution in the air and waters. Has this anything to do with climate change protests of 2019? On one hand, we collectively attracted a virus, and on the other hand, because of it, our planet is getting better. Is this also happening because the climate change protesters launched rockets of desire for a healthier Earth and manifested it? Yes, 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 yes. All of those step oneers, all of those step oneers put all of those requests for things to be better into the vortex. Yes, they are all part of this magnificent evolution and improvement of your planet. But as we said just a little bit ago, we want them to be in on feeling the satisfaction and reveling in the solutions as they come. We know you get that. Abraham, I'm loving the fact that this global situation has released me from all work obligations while still providing a money flow, unemployment, enough to cover my needs. While my job has a lot of nice things, being able to stay home and have 100% choice about what I do all day is fantastic. I know I've been asking for this freedom for a long time. From this point, I do not want things to go back to the way they were. But my mind cannot comprehend how this is possible. What if everyone stayed at home like me? Nothing would get done. Sometimes I think I must be lazy and selfish and worthless to the world to want such freedom. Ringing any bells with you? We're just listening in to the things that you're thinking about. Oh, this may be our favorite question yet, because it is putting a focus on my desire to feel free and my belief that I have to do things that I don't want to do. But there's no consideration yet in this question for, is it possible that I could have it all, that I could focus upon something that is economic in nature? Could I work and exchange and receive money for the action that I'm offering and feel good at the same time? Because this question is coming from the point of view, while there was a little exception to that in there, but not much of one vibrationally. This question is coming from, I don't like doing this, but I need to do it for money. And so there's split energy all over the place in that, isn't there? Of course, you're feeling greater freedom when you're not pushing against that. But we know for sure that satisfaction comes from only one thing, and that is having an intention or a desire and then moving in the direction of it. And so You don't need to worry about there ever being a time when desires are not calling you forward. You don't ever need to worry about a time when people would rather just sit and do nothing. Sitting and doing nothing, or doing the things that are around you that you want to do, but sitting and doing nothing will get old after a little while, because in that experience, you won't be launching rockets of desire. That's actually a sort of shutting down of physical experience for you as an individual. When you let your environment stimulate you, and then you find a way to line up with the desire, then energy flows through you, and it is invigorating. It's invigorating, it's life-giving, it's uplifting, and it's replenishing. And so, as you are a physical being wanting to remain in your physical body, you want to be inspired by the environment around you. We are not saying you have to go back to work. We are saying that whether you go back to work or not, you want to find things to focus upon that feel good when you focus upon it. So find a thought, one at a time, and line up with it. And you'll feel good all the time. That feel far-fetched to you today, that you could feel good all the time? There are those who have practiced feeling good, who are still maintaining their balance. And there are those who are accustomed to needing the environment to show them something good before they feel good. And you undoubtedly are having some of all of those feelings within you. We just want you to know that your ability to focus is more emphasized and therefore more possible right now than it has ever been before. It's an interesting thing to feel and tune in to what's going on around your planet. There are those who are eager to work because they like what they do. And there are those who haven't liked what they were doing for a long time and they're eager to have an excuse not to work. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there are those who then are at first happy that they have a job and then are upset that their job is still allowing them to work. I wish I wasn't in a necessary business. I wish I could be someone who was working for a business that had to be shut down so that, as this person said, I can do exactly what I want to do. Oh, the variety is really rampant around your planet of those who are trying to figure out. And so there again, it's what this asking is accomplishing within so many. It's giving you an opportunity to define who you really are and what you really want. Do you really not want to be a creator? Do you really not want to be solution-oriented? Well, if you're standing in a place where you've not enjoyed what you've been doing for a long time, then you are probably shouting right now into your screen, "Yes, Abraham, that's what I want. I want everything to just shut down so that I can just be easy about things." And we say, a lot of you have been wanting that break for a while. And here's why. While there is an energy stream that is available to you, and while when you focus with that energy stream, you are enlivened, while being tuned in, tapped in, turned on, causes you in that moment to have access to the energy that creates worlds. And while, as we've said on so many occasions, when you are tuned in to your vibrational reality and in alignment with your own inner being, you are more powerful than millions who are not. While all of that is something that we've been talking to you about for a while, it does not mean that in any moment in time you can focus in a way where you don't feel that. But your propensity to think in that direction is still in place. And the well-being of your planet is still in place, even though temporarily, to a lot of you, it does not look like it is. The reason that we know that the well-being of your planet is still in place is because we see what's going on vibrationally and we know what that means. And so, if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would acknowledge that there is a vibrational reality and we would eagerly focus in the direction of that so that we could be one who in this moment and the next receives the benefit of this life-giving energy flowing through you. You really can't get it wrong. While you are, in some cases, sort of quibbling with each other about whether you should have to be at work or whether you want to be at work or whether anybody should be at work, it's understandable that from where you stand, you have your unique perspective. And we are not advocating anything. We are not in any way wanting to create your reality. You are the creator of your own reality. We're just suggesting that whatever decision that you are focused upon, do your best to focus upon it from your state of connection. In other words, that's what we mean when we say make a decision and line up with it. In other words, part of this question was lined up. I am loving the fact, while my job has a lot of nice things, when I have a choice about what I do all day, it's fantastic. That part of that question was lined up with who you are. But then the next part of the question wasn't lined up. Sometimes I think I must be lazy and selfish and worthless. That part's not lined up. In other words, and calling someone else lazy and worthless is not lined up. Being critical of any choice that anybody else makes is not lined up. Trying to sort out what everybody on the planet should be doing right now is not lined up. Pushing against anything is not lined up. And most of all, pushing against yourself is not lined up. So if you're having a happy moment because you're feeling a little more freedom, line up with that and keep it going for longer. If you are having an unhappy feeling because you are feeling confused or you are sort of twirling in circles, then do your best to chill a little bit. Be nicer to yourselves and be nicer to everybody around you too. What you're going to notice is that you're going to get through this. In other words, this is not a permanent situation. This is a new launching of desire situation. But what's going on right now with your isolation is not a permanent situation. Although we in many ways would like you to isolate yourself from the naysayers of your life experience. Not just the naysayers about the things that you are globally worried about now, but anyone who doesn't believe that you are worthy, anyone who is critical of you for any reason. We'd like you to isolate yourself from those. We'd like you to move in the direction of who you really are and what you really want. So we like the idea of you slowing the momentum globally of this virus. And we like the idea of you slowing the momentum of your pushing against one another too. And we just want you to understand that you cannot be in a position where you have to isolate yourself in order to not focus on unwanted things. You want to get to the point that no matter what, you can find connection with who you are. And we have never seen a better opportunity for you to figure out how to do that. This is an individual opportunity for you to tune to the frequency of who you really are and not look for those outside of you to solve the problem. They will. It's always that way. There are always those who tune into the solution, and the problems are always solved. But have you ever wondered why, with the solution for this disease and this disease and this disease coming, why is there always another disease? Why is there always another pandemic? Why is there another epidemic? Why is that? It's because most people do not focus toward the solution. In fact, most people focus toward the pushing against this and the pushing against that. And so we don't think that it's difficult for any of you to figure out how 100% of your population plays into this pandemic. 100% of the thoughts that you think when you push against anything plays into that. It also, at the same time, plays into the magnificent vibrational reality that is the promise of your future, that is the eternalness that you've been asking for, that is the eternalness that is the promise of all of our existence. And so just find a way, find any way in any moment to soothe yourself as best you can. And the more you do that, the more you allow the momentum of the solution to call you, and the better you will feel, until you will find yourself following the softening of this And prior to the next one kicking in, you'll find yourself more deliberately focused in your world and doing more what this teacher was asking about. How can I be of value by being the lover that you are? How can I be of value to my students or to my lover or to anyone that I care about or even those strangers that I'm meeting? How can I be of value? By being one who predominantly loves and appreciates rather than one who predominantly worries. Don't ask the world to be worry-free. It's not ever going to be. We know a lot of you have a bone to pick with that. I would have liked to have just come from pure positive energy into this physical time and space, and I would have liked it to all have been all lined up for me so that when I got there, I could just focus only on the beautiful things that are around because there are only beautiful things around. And we say, then there would be no expansion of the vortex. Then there would be no asking. Then there would be no more calling of you toward your asking. And most of all, there would be no more satisfaction for you. This crisis has actually made me feel enlivened and energized. I feel the lockdown has given me a space to do what I want to do and to live in a way I want to live. I know that I have something to offer the world to share my understanding, just as you do with us. I want to find the route to do that. Can you feel my vibration? Well, we felt that vibration before we said what we said just before we read this to you. In other words, yeah. Yeah, we can feel your vibration. And we know this is, we like the word route. I want to find the route. I want to find the path. I want to find the path of most allowance or the path of least resistance to being of value, to being the uplifter that I was born to be. And we want you to know for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, that your inner being knows. We're not just talking to this person, but we are talking to this person and all of the rest of you too. We want you to know that your inner being knows right where you stand with your habits of thoughts, with your now active thought, your human point of attraction. Your inner being knows right where you stand in relationship to what you've asked for and what's already underway in the gestation process. Cooperative components already gathered to it. Your inner being knows both of those points of view and is calling you toward who you really are. So you're not only going to figure it out, you're going to love figuring it out. Let us say that differently. It's already figured out. You're going to love tuning in to what's already figured out. The vaccine is already figured out. And these scientists are loving being in the receptive mode of what's already figured out. The biology of your bodies has already figured it out. I'm freelance and my work is on pause for the foreseeable few months. I don't have any children, so I have time on my hands. I'm passionate about my career, and I'm always wanting to move it forward. What's the best way to do that over the next couple of months? Should I not think about my job at all and just do enjoyable activities? Is there energy work I can be doing? Could I find inspiration to somehow adapt my job to do at home? I want to be in a place where the work will flow with ease once I return, but I'm not sure whether I should be giving my career attention or just chilling out? We love this question because this is the answer that we want to give you all day, every day, about everything. Chilling out puts you in the receptive mode. Being in the receptive mode gives you ideas. It really is just that simple. And so anything that you can do, it's nice that under these conditions, you can chill out. Chilling out, which means problem-free, which means no negative emotion within you, feeling good. When you are allowing yourself to feel good, you are allowing what you want to call your future experience to flow to you now. And here's the thing we like so much about you knowing that. Thoughts are turning to things. Solutions are coming to you all day, every day. But sometimes it takes longer for them to burst on the scene. In other words, people are worried about how long it's taking for this vaccine. They don't understand that it could burst on the scene. It could burst on the scene. Someone could receive an impulse and another and another and another, and enough people in different positions of testing and feeling good about what they're testing and releasing. There is cooperation beyond our ability to describe it that is taking place, not just in the vortex, but already out in manifested form. So as you are looking for reasons to feel good and allowing yourself to be part of the solution to what you are asking for, then these ideas begin to occur to you. The ideas about what you could do from home, all kinds of things will flow to you. Don't put yourself in the uncomfortable position of needing to figure it out now. This is the most important thing that we want to say to you. Don't try to figure something out and put yourself in that place of tension where you can't figure it out. Esther went down that path yesterday, trying to figure something out, trying to figure it out. And she was in her trying to figure it out. She got focused upon what looked like something that was not going in the direction of, at all of what she wanted. And she got all bound up in trying to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. It's figured out. Let yourself be the receiver of what's figured out. Can you hear that just a little bit? It feels to you like the difference between, maybe this is a good analogy for you, you reading a book and you writing the book. Think of the difference in the way that feels to most people, or reading a letter or writing a letter. In other words, when your focused thought from your place of concern about something is trying to articulate what you want to do, feel the tension within you about that as compared to the receiving something. It's the difference between creating the movie or being someone who's watching the movie. A lot of those movie creators receive the inspiration for it. We've been saying to you, get into that meditative state. Allow your vibration to rise. Tune into who you really are, and then watch the movie if there is one. Watch the movie if there is one. So we know we are repetitive. We are saying these same things over and over and over to you because these are the things that work. These are universal laws that never deviate. These are the things that once you find vibrational alignment with these laws and vibrational alignment with your inner being, who you really are, and you allow the whole of you, then what happens is those ideas flow. Those ideas flow. And long before you have brought the details to fruition, you're feeling satisfaction along the way. So much so that we want to say to you, you don't like hearing this. We want you to enjoy so much the time between your desire and your manifestation that the manifestation becomes less and less necessary to you. That's when the next epidemic will not come, when a larger number of you are in that interim between a desire and a manifestation, not demanding or needing the manifestation to come before you feel better. When you really are enjoying the process of creating, when you really are enjoying the environment that has surrounded you, setting forth a desire, and you're not needing the desire to be answered right now in order for you to feel good. During a crisis, people often ask others to send prayers or positive vibes, and sometimes even ask great numbers of people to pray simultaneously so that there would be a greater effect. Is this really beneficial? And is there any truth in the larger the group, the more effective the prayer will be? Yeah? We just answered that too. The more who we're asking, the more non-physical is focusing, and the more law of attraction is focused upon the point of attraction of your inner being, and the more cooperative components are being gathered. And then the more physical beings who are focused in prayer, not pleading from a place of need, but focused in prayer, in appreciation of all that is, in appreciation of the beauty of the world, in appreciation of the brilliance of those in the world, in appreciation, a prayer of appreciation puts more in that place of being in the receiving mode. Yeah, that helps. That helps a lot. We've enjoyed this interaction more than any that has come before. We're appreciating the questions that you send, and we appreciate those that we can read and those that we can feel coming through the frequency of your universe. We are eager about not what's coming, not only what's coming, we're eager about that, but we're eager about your perspective of what's coming. Because as you chew with us just for this little bit of time, and you resonate, and we know you are, with so much of what you're hearing here, because it is the expression from your inner being to you. As you feel that resonance, and you find, just for this time we're talking, that vibrational alignment, it starts some momentum that is so natural to you, that it is our knowing that you're already a very large part of the solution. When you pray from a position of need, you're not in the receiving mode. When you pray from a perspective of eagerness and love and appreciation and anticipation, then you are. There is so much love here for you, and appreciation for the important part you play in all of this. And right now we're feeling such a strong urge to say to you, and when we feel this urge, and Esther translates it, sometimes it's loud, and so we're modulating that even now, but chill out. Chill out. Take it easy. The situation is temporary. The solution is huge, and the benefit to you is long-lasting. And so for now, we remind you once again that we are in your vortex.